Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
716, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Hot and humid. We're in the summertime rotation here as we crack the second half of May 2022. Today is May 16th, if that means anything to you in terms of getting bills paid or whatever. Highs of 90 to 95 all the way through the week, and a chance for afternoon showers. And there's some stuff going on social media about some tropical weather, but that's the meteorologists are saying it's far too early, and I hate even bringing it up, but it's far too early to even talk about, and it's not likely. So if you see something on social media about tropical weather in the Gulf next week, don't get all excited, because it's not a real threat. Dawn Starnes McVeigh joins us, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, and our friend. Good morning, Ms. McVeigh. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing well. How are you guys?
Good. You have a good weekend?
Great weekend.
What'd you do?
A little beach time, actually. A dear friend from college is turning 50.
Mm-hmm. In Florida?
Yeah. Yeah. Down
how
to watercolor.
And how was perfect. The water and the and
the
no
water
seaweed?
Was perfect. No
sea lice,
seaweed.
No
it was like
jellyfish.
It looked like the Bahamas.
No,
I mean, it really is. It's
lucky.
Perfect. So lucky. I didn't like your little comment about bad weather coming, because it really, I'm like, don't let it mess up the great.
No, well, no,
the great
it's,
weather.
It's not. It's just something that's going on social media, and people see stuff and they start spreading it, and it's not true. So I just thought I'd do what I could to quash that. Optimism
I like that
among
thing,
small.
It's not true. No.
Yeah, it's not true. Optimism among small businesses continues to decline. Dawn Starnes McVeigh with NFIB. What's driving it?
Yeah, the water might be pretty in Florida, but the optimism for small business is not good. It's look, it's one of those things that it's the compounding effect, right? We talk about that a lot with small business owners. They've been through a lot. They've weathered COVID. You know, they're here on the other side of it. They're still operating. And now it's just the supply chain disruptions and inflation issues and the labor quality. Those kind of three main things have just lingered. They have not let up. You know, there was a lot of talk early on about this inflation being transitory and the supply chain disruptions being transitory. And that's just not proving out. And, you know, we've got small business owners who are trying to get products on their shelves and can't get them. And what they can get, it's costing them more. And so their outlook for the next 6 months is at an all-time low in our 48-year history of this survey, a net negative 50%. So that's very bad. And then you have the folks that are out there. And the other thing that correlates best to it is that the folks that are out there that are having to deal with these, the cost of everything, they're having to raise prices. And so we're at like a second month highest in the history of the survey as well. Last month it was 72% of owners reporting they had to raise prices. This month it was 70%. So there's really nowhere else for them to go. Mm-hmm.
There has been a de facto increase in the minimum wage as well, has there not?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There's we've had, I guess, since probably last fall, we started seeing this number trend up when we got on the other side of the COVID shutdowns and things were starting to open back up. They were trying to attract folks back to their business. We saw owners starting to steadily report increasing wages, and that's held steady. So you have about half owners telling us that they have increased their wages or they're planning to in the next couple of months. And that what their frustration they're feeling now on the other side of that is that the labor quality for what they're paying just isn't what it should be.
Yeah, when you got that help wanted sign out for 6 weeks, I guess you can't be terribly choosy, and you're exhausted. Right. You run in your small business, you got to take who answers the ad, and then you got to pay them what they ask, or else you could be there in the store the entire day, I guess. Dawn, we'll pick it up here. We come back, and we'll look to some solutions, and if you could start pulling switches and turning knobs, what would you do to make it better for small businesses, and does the government have to do anything or just get out of the way? What do you want? What do they want? Sure. 721, we're talking to Dawn Starnes-McVeigh, director of Louisiana of Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Outlook among small businesses, optimism drops to a 48-year low, and we keep hearing that this is like generational inflation. This hasn't happened in a long time, 40-something years, and we'll also address that with Mark Rosa when we look at Monday Morning Markets with Mark in the second half of the hour. 721 traffic now on WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dawn Starnes-McVeigh, director of Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, back from a trip to the beach. Dawn, are you burned at all? Did you do the sunscreen properly?
Yes,
well,
always.
You did? No burn?
Yes, no burn.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need all that sunscreen. Trust me, that's why my face looks like a catcher's mitt. So here's the deal. 93% of businesses surveyed report few or no qualified applicants for positions they were trying to fill. And that brings up the question that we've been asking since the pandemic, where the hell have the workers gone and when are they going to resurface? Are you getting any answers? Do you have any idea?
You know, what our small business owners tell us is that, you know, you get folks in that just, A, don't have the soft skills they need to know when to show up for work and when to stay for work. And, you know, there's a lot of challenges there. And
wait,
it's frustrating,
that's not
the, you know.
That's not really that tough, is it, Dawn? You get here at 7 and you leave at 4, and while you're here, you do what we ask you to do. And they're having a hard time finding that. Then, that's what you're telling me.
Yeah, and then the employer gives them a check at the end of the week for that work, you know. Yeah,
right,
they're
exactly.
Having a hard time finding that. Yeah, it's really frustrating for them. And that's, you know, we talk about how often small business owners have challenges when it comes to hiring anyway, just because, you know, it's usually the owner or, you know, the manager having to take time out of their schedule to run the ad, find people, do the interviews. Excuse me, and then end up, you know, hiring somebody and then to only have them leave in a short amount of time and then, train them the other one and go through the whole process. It's just very time consuming for a small business owner. So we, you know, that's been a continued, that kind of always is a challenge that remains a kind of ongoing challenge. That's why a lot of times we support, you know, investment in workforce development and by the government. When you talk about what can government do, you know, really mostly get out of the way, but really be proactive in certain areas, like, you know, doing more as it relates to training for workforce development so that people are ready when they hit the workforce.
It comes to will as well, don't you think? Is there a work ethic still in this country?
I sure hope so. Well, you know, I think what they're reporting, what our owners are reporting, is that, you know, it's lacking, for sure.
And I don't know how the government can change that. I don't.
No.
You can teach people, but if they don't want to, you know what I mean? Maybe stop giving fish. Maybe teach how to fish. I don't know, but it's a mystery.
Right.
Dawn, a pleasure as always. Thank you, and have a great day.
Y'all too.
And I'm very jealous of you that you went to Florida. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, Monday Morning Market.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.